lifestyle can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Bye. Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Again, I remember we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
I don't believe it.
Well, 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 Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Hey, Harry, listen up. This is very important. Not all wizards are good.
My name is Voldemort, and I went to Hogwarts, but I left it for a darker side.
That sounds like him.
I gained a lot of power, and I gained a lot of strength, and then committed homicide.
Except for one kid.
Now I'm back in the swing, and there's just one thing that I want for my very own. Cause I laugh and I chortle, but I won't be immortal till I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a quarrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over the world.
Yeah.
Gonna see Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
That's a very, very evil plan.
The god will teach a name, Snakey Sneaky, as a snake, just slithering for the Slytherin team. They got the mirror of arrows set, displaying everybody's dreams.
They got a unique spell that makes
nights as alone. I ain't got nobody, but I'll have my party once I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a quarrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over the world.
Yeah.
Gonna see Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone. The dark forest in detention for a creature most beautiful, sure as you're born. Cause Voldemort drinks the blood of unicorns.
There's a bunch of little student preteen wizards who practice their magic tricks. They got a genuine Quidditch ball stadium for flying round on wooden sticks. They're no match for me, and as soon as we throw that three-headed dog a bone, he will still be sniffing, so the kids from Gryffindor can lead me to the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a quarrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over.
Stoned for 8 of his 11 years, and his story is still widely told, how he battled with pure evil and he beat that Shrek-like troll while in the halls of Hogwarts. Through that forbidden third floor is the dust that once was Quirrell, former shell of Voldemort. And underneath, inscribed upon a broomstick made of wood, it says, "Beware of being the bad guy when there's nothing left."
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia. Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Yeah. Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
All God made them all. things on earth. God made them all. God made them all. The birds in the trees, the fish in the seas. God made them all. God made them all. The earth, the sun, the moon and the stars. God made them all.
He sang. He sang well the last time, but he was a little nervous. And now he's a pro. Now he's used to these cameras, you know, right? What have you been doing lately? I hear you've been doing some gigs around town, right? Where have you sang? I know you've been a couple places because your mother told me. I was going to go to one place, but I had something going myself. But where you been singing at, Michael?
I've been singing at with my my new piano player at West Side, and we've been doing that for a long time, and
but you've been singing several places around town, right?
Yeah, and we were trying to get it
you
on.
You know what you need? You need a guitar. With singing that kind of music, you got to have a guitar, you know, and really shake it up a little bit, you know, huh?
Michael, you want to introduce your piano player?
Who's your piano player?
My piano player is Clark McLean.
Clark McLean?
Yeah.
Come here, Clark. You've been playing for Mike for quite a while?
We've been working on some of these things for quite a while, right.
Yeah, he's going to go places. What an improvement, really. It's been a beautiful improvement.
I think he's really making big strides now.
Very
good.
I like that rock around the clock. You did a very good job on that.
Well, thank you, Michael, for coming down. Even if you was a little late, you got here. That's a trooper for you, really.
That's right.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Thank you.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Some kindness for the blindness believes you wish me well.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
There are songs to remember as years go passing by.
I never sing.
God bless you and love everybody.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.